We looked, didn't we, at Mary's understanding of Jesus and what he was saying and doing. And today I want to look at how the disciples really did not comprehend where Jesus was coming from either. They were just like us. During those 3.5 years, they learned how other than them he was. And sometimes their lesson was a hard one, but they had to learn it. It was as they lived and travelled with him, they found themselves again and again clashing with his thoughts, his mind and his ways. They would urge him to do things, to go to places or take a certain course of action. They sought to bring to bear on him their worldview and their judgments. A classic of this is in Luke 9:54-56, where they want to call down fire. And his response? You know not what manner of spirit you are. He's coming from the spirit, they're coming from the soul. Even though they lived with him, they hadn't got a clue. Looking with their natural eye, they wanted to bring judgment on those who wouldn't receive him. He would have none of it. Their best suggestions were utterly useless because their hearts were hard. All the time he patiently brought them back and showed them, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways. You'll find that in Isaiah 55. It's the same for us. His ways, his ideas, his judgments are altogether different. They may have said as we do, Lord, why is it I'm always caught out saying and doing the wrong thing? Why am I always messing up? To which he replies, I'm teaching you, that's all. I'm bringing you to see my ways. When you've learned that you really don't know, then we can begin to build. But until you've learned that first lesson, that I'm altogether different from you, altogether other than you, we can't progress. So, beloved, therein lies the first lesson in the school of the Spirit. We don't know. We need to be taught. Quite reassuring, really, to see that for all our knowledge, age and experience, we're back in kindergarten with the absolutely sweetest teacher we could wish for. That is, of course, if pride doesn't get in our way. But that wouldn't apply to you, would it? But just in case it does, can I suggest you pray for a teachable spirit? That's a prayer that always gets answered, you know.